Nolte, nearly two-thirds of Black Americans oppose Gwen Berry-style flag dis. By John Nolte on July 12, 2021. A full 61% of Black Americans, 69% of Hispanics, and 79% of all Americans oppose anti-U.S. flag stunts like the crybaby Gwen Berry pulled at last month's Olympic track and field trials. If you recall, after earning a third-place spot on the podium, this smug and ungrateful baby placed her left hand on her hip and shuffled her feet, as our national anthem played. The woke Gestapo, who have seized control of America's media, sports, social media, academic, and entertainment establishments, all gushed over how brave Berry is, how righteous and justified. The good news, at least according to this poll, is that despite a near monopoly and billions of corporate dollars behind them, these institutions failed to gaslight America into agreeing. What's more, this includes, and this is no surprise to me, most of Black America. Believe it or not, real life is not Twitter. And it's sure as hell not ESPN and KNLL. The poll found that 79% of the public say it's important for professional athletes to publicly respect the American flag on the international level, with 60% saying it is very important. Just 16% of the adults surveyed think it's not important. This sentiment was true across the board, with majorities in almost every demographic group broken out by the 1-in-1/tip poll saying it was important for U.S. athletes to show respect for the flag when competing against athletes from other nations. That includes nearly two-thirds, 61%, of Black people surveyed and 69% of Hispanics. Do you have any idea what a big deal this is? I know many of you are demoralized by this woke McCarthyism, by the terrorists in Black Lives Matter, and how our major institutions have all jumped on this fascist train, but I'm not. You see, I saw what happened in 2020. I saw the establishment Death Star train everything on Donald Trump, and then I saw him win 13 million more votes than he did in 2016. More votes than Barack Obama ever did, more votes than any candidate in history other than Joe Biden. I saw the Death Star change the voting rules in swing states to put Joe across. I saw Trump pick up Black and Hispanic voters. I saw Republicans make gains in the House and tie the U.S. Senate. And what I see in all this woke terrorism is what this poll sees. A shift in the minority community away from a fascist Democrat party encouraging riots in predominantly Black neighborhoods, encouraging biological men to enter the girls' locker rooms, encouraging division and hate based on audacious lies about systemic racism and police officers hunting Black men and open borders are good for America and teaching your kids to hate America is healthy and only Trump dards believe violent crime is on the rise and Christianity is racism and homophobia. I think the left is about to face a reckoning. And I think one of the reasons they pushed so hard this year to federalize cheating at the polls is because they know it. Since the civil rights movement, Black, brown, and white Americans have lived together, intermarried, blended our families, shared schools and offices and communities for more than 50 years, and we get along just fine, especially out here in rural Magaland. This wave of evil, fascistic, and cynical Black Lives Matter thinking that seeks to reverse all of that is, I believe, radicalizing the most effective voters in the world, those of us who just want to be left alone. And there are many, many Black and brown people in that group. Why wouldn't there be? Think about it. In the movie Malcolm X, there is a scene, from Malcolm X's autobiography, where young Malcolm, the only Black kid in his class, talks of his aspirations of becoming a lawyer. After the white teacher gets little Malcolm alone, he crushes Malcolm's dream. Be realistic, the teacher basically says. You're Black in America. You can never succeed. Be a carpenter instead. Director Spike Lee portrays this moment for what it is, a virulent act of well-intended racism. How else can you interpret a teacher telling a child he cannot succeed in America because he's Black? How else can you interpret a teacher crushing a child's dreams with what were lies in pre-civil rights America and are even bigger lies today? Well, today in America, the racist critical race theory, Black Lives Matter, the media, Hollywood, and big tech are all doing exactly what that teacher did. In classrooms, TV, entertainment, social media, and news media, relentless propaganda tells millions of Black kids they can't succeed in America because they're Black. Only today, that virulent act of well-intended racism is being spun into the virtue of anti-racism. I'm telling ya, this is backfiring. Black people want their kids to succeed every bit as much as the rest of us. And they know who does and who does not have their best interests at heart. Gwen Berry and her ilk do not. I may be wrong. I've been wrong before. But this poll, 2020, and my gut tell me 2022 is going to be spectacular. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.